Now, you promised, so I'll deliver. Sheffield Shield update. Got underway yesterday.
Yes.
WA, New South Wales. WA won the toss and elected to bat, elected to bowl. So there is something in the wicket. New South Wales all out for 180 on day one. In reply, WA to Freddie. Is that our? Is that my theme song?
That's going to be Flow Rider yeah. Whistle. You can blow my whistle, baby. For the Sheffield Shield desk. But after the weekend, a Greenkeeper Rooster say we haven't mentioned anything about the embarrassing Marsh Cup. Well, it did actually yesterday, Greenkeeper.
70-odd?
You probably had the day off. 76. It was the lowest total ever. And West Australia won with 33 overs to spare. So, I did mention the embarrassment that was the Marsh Cup.
So they're
yesterday.
Struggling with the bat, New South Wales, to start the summer of cricket.
Six for 20 in that Marsh Cup game at one stage. Six for 20. Better get to Michelle Bishop. Otherwise,
sure,
we'll go into
sure.
the Matt White show without having done our last sports update.
Let's do that.
Good morning again, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. Remember, I'll be over there from the quarterfinals with the World Cup 2. Small cog in the wheel, but I'll bring you guys as much information as possible throughout that period. Looking forward to it. But the New Zealand side, I've sort of suddenly got excited, and there's no way we can just, you know, automatically say that Australia and their star-studded side will dominate. Listen to this for a side. So Madge has named his side, featuring six grand finalists. James Fisher-Harris, the big daddy. Moses Leota absolutely played his guts out in that grand final. Scott Sorensen, and I love the story behind him. If you cast your memory back to about 2015, he did a pre-season with South Sydney and Madge said, look, there's no room for you here, and you obviously had to find something else, which he did at Cronulla. The rest is history. Eel star Dylan Brown, Isaiah Papalihi and Murata Neokora have also made the squad, 24 members in the squad. Add the experience of Nelson Asafa Solomona, Jared Weary-Hargraves when he can play, because I think he's sitting out a few. And then the Bromwich brothers, backline, Joseph Manu, Ronaldo Mulatalo and Jerome Hughes. And they will head to Leeds on October 8 with a warm-up match, but the opener is actually against Lebanon. Look out, Lebanon.
Now, you've done some research. The 36ers, the Adelaide 36ers, the NBL competition is underway. The Jack Jumpers have already played two games, but they're in the US.
So there's the traditional match, which is a preseason NBL-NBA matchup. And obviously the NBA schedule dictates how this all unfolds. So I had to contact a colleague for this, Matt Logue. Thanks for that. They'll play two games against NBA sides. This is the Adelaide 36ers. And they've actually had to push the competition back here until round three, where they will eventually on October 13, the 36ers will take on Tassie. So I guess they defeated the Phoenix Suns, an NBA side, 134-124. And the next take on Oklahoma City Thunders, and that's our own Josh Giddey. And guys, think of this one. Giddey was the NBL Rookie of the Year while playing for the Adelaide 36ers. Now he's on the opposite side and an NBL side coming over to play his side. That'd be a bit of a buzz, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about Appy's comments?
Yeah, just relieved to hear that the West Tigers and Appy's management have had that conversation after Appy's, sort of comments yesterday. Because if you cast your mind back over the last 12 months, and I'm talking every time, which is nearly every day that the West Tigers made the media, you know, for some, what was always a negative, they've had an awful season. Appy Coruscant, unlike Papalihi, it's been one that completely stuck solid every time in Origin when things were going bad. You'd ask him, any regrets? No, I'm staying there. I'm going. I've made my decision. When there was coach changes, no, I'm going to stick solid, excited about the opportunities that I have at the West Tigers. So, and yesterday, obviously, he had a little bit to drink. He was, I just think that I'm glad that the West Tigers have sorted that out, because he's done a lot of work on himself, Appy, too, away from the field. And, I'd hate to think that the West Tigers could define him over some stupid throwaway comment.
All right, Michelle, you've had another great day back on deck. No RDOs for you, and we'll talk again tomorrow, 6:45.
See you nice, bright and early, gents.
See you, Michelle.
7:09 as we go to break. Hey, guys, my two kids were lucky enough to do the ring presentation to the Panthers, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The NRL/New South Wales Rugby League put on the best 2 days and a weekend we will never forget from the Rostock. Great positive text there. What a thrill for your kids.
Yeah, fantastic.